And there were two birds, two eagles that were up there, and this is one of their perches. We're about,
Dana Bovey is part of a group of volunteers that is monitoring eight nests with nesting pairs of bald eagles in Boulder County and Western Weld County.
You want to look?
Yeah.
Can you see them?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. They're on top of a big pole.
Yes, they are.
Now, is that where their nest is, or they're just hanging out?
It's not. They are about
on this crisp winter afternoon, we've just spotted one of the pairs perched on a transmission pole in South Boulder County.
But they are often up there, and they're all these nests have, everyone that we've seen has some prairie dog colony that's close to the nest, kind of dinner nearby. And there is a prairie dog colony on the other side of that big transmission tower, and they are sitting up there and kind of keeping a view of their territory and also what they might want to go out and eat, perhaps.
The work of Bovey and the other volunteers augments the work already being done by a variety of agencies who are also monitoring the bald eagles.
There are a number of groups that monitor all kinds of nests and birds throughout the country and in Boulder County. Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks. Boulder County Parks and Open Space has a great monitoring program, not just for bald and golden eagles, but other raptors and all kinds of wildlife. Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks has a wonderful monitoring program, again, for lots of wildlife, including raptor nests, bald and golden eagles. And in our area, there's another large conservation group. It's Rocky Mountain Bird Observatory. I think it's now called Bird Conservancy of the Rockies. They have a large monitoring group. In fact, they have a group called Bald Eagle Watch. And all the groups that I mentioned primarily monitor the, now we're talking about bald eagle nests, and say golden eagle nests. They primarily monitor the nest in a time frame that's considered nesting period, and that would generally, I think most of those programs start up towards the end of January and go through around mid-July, at the time when, if the nest and the pairs have babies and their babies fledge from the nest, they tend to shut down those programs in July. These nests haven't been studied in kind of the quote-unquote off-season period of time. And so we wanted to see what their behavior is like, these nesting pairs, between the onset of our program, which we initiated this year, September, and we're going to run this one through the end of January.
Bovey says this particular site is a pretty good location for the eagles.
What do these birds need? You know, when we go out and look for where might we find a bald eagle nest in this area. So you look for old growth cottonwoods because they like to nest in this area in those trees. When you make plots or look at plots of where bald eagle nests are in Colorado, and especially the Front Range, well, they may nest along creeks and streamways and, you know, along borders or buffers around those zones.
This site in South Boulder is doing well. Other sites being monitored are not so hospitable to the birds. One of the nests in Western Weld County was removed recently to make room for a large housing development.
What happens when you take a territory away? Like in Erie, we saw a nest of a pair that I know very well. Their nest was taken down. It was permitted by one of the federal agencies to be removed to allow for the development of 2,200 homes in that area. And the question is, well, what happens when you take a nest like that down? What happens with that pair? And some people will say, well, they'll just move out east, or they'll move to Nebraska, or they'll go wherever they go. And I decided, it's like, I want to find out, where do they go? And that pair, they went 2 miles away from their nest. And where did they go? They went to the west, where there was more space, there were more resources, and closer to other nests. So I think that's a consideration that that we need to take a look at is if you start to, you know, take nests down or you start to displace them, is there going to be an impact on other nests? And some people might say, well, you take a nest down, and I've heard this before. You know, these birds, you know, they can adapt to a lot of things. They'll go build their nest next to a Walmart. I've heard that. And I don't believe that that's true. They need, you know, they need space to raise their young and to find food and resources. Oh my God, what is going on?
Back at this particular nest, there's a surprise in store.
Oh, how interesting. Check that out. That's an immature bald eagle, and that's on their nest tree right next. Do you see the nest up there?
Yes. So there's another eagle in the tree where their nest is?
Yeah, and that's not all that uncommon. And my guess would be, you know, it looks like its head is a little on the, you know, it's kind of dirtyish side. It's not completely white. They turn adults. They're considered adults around age 5.
Could that be part of the family?
My guess is it probably is. What we've seen in Decorah, Iowa, there's a bald eagle nest there. And some of the work that we do collaboratively with it's a great program called Raptor Resource Project. One of the researchers in Decorah has gotten permission from U.S. Fish and Wildlife to put transmitters on fledglings from the nests. And what he's done is then he's able, and online, there's a resource there where you can actually track those fledglings since 2011. And this fellow's studies from Decorah is that in the wintertime, those fledglings with the transmitters always come back during the winter to that same area where they were born. We often will see immature bald eagles before incubation of eggs, hanging around trees and what have you. It's not all that uncommon. After that, the nesting bald eagles don't seem to be so tolerant of that.
Literally kicking them out of the nest.
Yes. Literally, that's where it comes from. Yeah.
We saw two nesting pairs of bald eagles on this particular day, in addition to this teenage interloper. A combination of protection under the Endangered Species Act and the banning of harmful pesticides like DDT have paved the way for a population rebound for the bald eagles. But Bovey cautions there are other threats to these birds in this part of the state.
You know, for eagles, it's human growth development, wildfire, especially for golden eagles and their habitat. Wildfire and loss of prey from wildfire is huge. You know, in this area, one of the nests that we're going to go visit today, just last November, one of the male from that pair was electrocuted. In another nest, it was the spring before last, another well-loved female from that pair was electrocuted. From the nest and the fledglings from the Decorah nest that I mentioned in Iowa, since 2011, I believe 50% of the fledglings have died, most from electrocution, some from roadkill. Then there's the problems with lead poisoning from lead shot, among some other things.
The volunteers will continue to monitor the bald eagles through the end of this month when the other monitoring programs kick into action. Bovey says they'll be sharing all their observations and data with any agency who would like them. For KGNU, I'm Maeve Conran.